Devotionals Just in Time, Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 4. Deceived. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privily, saying, Tell us when this thing shall be, and what shall be the sign of thee coming, and of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. The disciples were worried about something, to know when the end would be. Perhaps at the moment in which they were, plus the preaching they heard from Jesus, added to their concern. They would be living complicated times, and more when they heard Jesus talk about the temple was going to be destroyed in 3 days, and other things. They began to think if those things Jesus was talking about were about to happen soon. So when Jesus stopped teaching and went aside, the disciples went with him, and in private way, they began to ask him, Lord, you spoke about certain things that left us a little worried, and therefore, being worried, we want to come to you. I imagine, and I am paraphrasing, what perhaps at some point, the Bible does not explain in this way, but perhaps it was their concern at the moment to listen to Jesus, and that he would give them the key point or the sign so that they would be attentive and that they would not miss it when the end of times would occur. How they were worried because Jesus had down to talk to them, and it calls my attention, and that is what I want to talk to you about today. The first answer that Jesus gave them is, take heed that no one deceive you. Deception, my beloved friends, has been Satan's strategy from the beginning. The Bible says that he is a liar. He is the father of lies. We live life with the concepts or arguments that we received since we are little, since we are born and grew up. We hold on to those concepts. Our character is formed, and we formed in our mind certain ideas of how life should be. Now, it is enough to connect to the media, watch television or listen to the radio, or read the newspaper, or be a click away on the internet and realize that everything the world tells us about how life should be and about how we should be is simply a sophism, simply an illusion, a lie, that no matter how much we believe in our heart and try to live it, it will not become a truth. The world, my beloved friends, when I talk about the world, I am talking about the system, I am talking about the society, everything that the media uses, it has it to sow arguments in our hearts about how life is and how it should be. Now, each one will define life according to what he has lived. If you ask someone what they think about life, and that person was born in a golden cradle, they will tell you that life is very good. Maybe, if they open up with you. If they open up with you, they could tell you that there are still certain things that are missing, but they could say that they feel complete. Now, if you ask this same question to a person that was born in a home with very few opportunities, will say that life is worth nothing and is a misery. Some of you who are listening to this audio may feel identified, and we could answer in your mind. If I would ask you, what is life for you? What answer would you give me? We all live processes, and according to the processes we lived in life, that is how we are going to define it. But is that really what life is? I don't think so. I don't think so. We simply absorb what the world wanted us to see. Now, Jesus expressed at a certain moment that the only way for our eyes to be open to a reality, to his truth, that the only way for us to be free is to know the truth. Do you remember the text he quoted? And he said, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, with that, there is a big problem, because one of the first tactics that Satan's deception includes at all times, and more in this time, is to make us think that there is not only one truth. And as long as we believe this and treasure it in our hearts, we will think that each one has his own truth, and that there is not only one truth with which I can compare my behavior or how I am living my life and realize if what I'm thinking, speaking, or doing is really right or not right. when we displace that only truth, which is God, which is in His Word, and that can guide us to live correctly according to His purpose and in victory, to live a life in abundance and to enjoy it. When we put it aside and begin to live the living that we think, we begin to live based on our own experience, then thinking that our truth is the truth, then even if others do not believe it, I believe my truth, and that is relativism. That has been the first strategy of deception that Satan has used to make us believe that the way we live life, that is a way, and that is what we were designed for, and that is what we were created for. But when you open your heart to God and let Him work in your life, then the truth comes to you and you are free. The blindfold falls from your eyes. Augustine once said, sharing from the Word, he expressed the following: the heart of the human being is restless until it meets God. I think it makes sense, and it is a great truth. That is the fact that you deny that there is a truth and that there is a creator, that there is life. By adopting what this world has told you and has taught you, does not mean that you walk in the truth and that you are well. Your heart is going to be restless. And I know that as I speak these words to you, that restlessness is still growing in your heart. You have been searching here and there. You have been trying many things. Some try to achieve success, even if they had to step on whoever and do whatever to reach it. In the end, you have realized that the only thing you have is money, and your heart is still restless. Others, maybe you are one of them, you have been searching in alcohol, the way to calm your heart and feel that emptiness, but in the end, you have realized that you have not been able to achieve it. Others may have surrounded themselves with people to feel a company. They have even opted for social networks and spend their time with a cell phone in hand, waiting for each image, each picture they upload, or each video received many likes and feel followed, and that there are many people who accept them. But it's all a lie disguised as a truth. Your heart is only going to be restless until the moment it meets God, and then it receives the truth to set it free. Deception, my beloved friends, is a lie. And from the beginning, we see that a strategy of Satan, using it with Adam and Eve, sowing a seed of restlessness, a seed of doubt in the heart, and distorting the truth and the order that God has given them in the beginning. And when they stopped enjoying the tree of life by allowing Satan's deception to be sown in their hearts, they focused on the one thing they should not focus on. They stopped taking advantage of all the good that God has given them by focusing on what Satan wanted, by manipulating them with his deception, distorting the truth or adulterating the truth. And the order of God sowed the tears, sowed the deception, sowed the doubt in their heart to such an extent that they believe it and ended up sinning. And so, my beloved friends, it has been throughout history of the human being, many seeing the restlessness that is in the heart of man, in the soul, in the spirit of the human being, to seek peace and tranquility. Many have presented themselves as the Messiah. Others say they are prophets, and they preach the word with great boldness and preach the word with great joy. And they preach the word with great boldness, but they don't bear fruit. They are far from God. That is why when the disciples were looking for signs with the purpose, I believe, to be attentive and prepare when the end would come and not to take them unnoticed, they thought that everything was in the signs, and Jesus clarifies and tells them the first thing they have to be is attentive, because an attentive person who discerns, who knows how to discern, does not nod his head to tell him if he's attentive or not, does not nod his head to say yes to everything, but has the character and wisdom of God to know how to say no and to know how to filter everything that his ears hear, to know that not everything that looks good really comes from God. My beloved friends, God's purpose is good, but not everything good is part of God's purpose. And this is important to be clear. That is why Jesus told them, do not be deceived. Deception is at our mercy. Many things are happening today, of which we are very innocent. We only let ourselves be guided by what the world wants to place us, in such a way to mislead us, making us focus on what is not important. But behind, in the darkness, Satan raises his evil plan to harm humanity. Another strategy of deception is to make us think that God does not exist, and that every human being is a God, just as you hear it. Humanism has tried and is in charge of annulling God from the life of human. Humanism begins with man, ends with man, and God is taken out of the equation of our life. It has made the human being think that he is self-sufficient, but in the end, God always reminds us that we are limited. Perhaps the pandemic did not remind us how limited we are, like a virus so small that it can only be observed through a microscope. It locked us out in the house. God reminds us that we are small, that we are the smallest. In Psalms chapter 8, David understood it and expressed it. What is man for you to remember him, and the son of man for you to visit him? You have made him little less than the angels, but you have crowned him with glory and honor. We have to undo today the deception that we are fine as we are without God. No, my beloved friends, and I believe that you understand this, and no matter how much you try to turn your head away and ignore these words, you are going to live it over and over again. And until you understand it and receive it, your heart will not be content and calm until you have the encounter with God. God is real, and he is at the door of your life, calling you. He only needs you to accept that call. So these are strategies of the enemy: the lie, the strategy of deception. And there in the middle of deception, he makes us believe that there is no total truth, but that each one has a relative truth. He makes us think that God is not real, and that each one is self-sufficient, that whatever you can attract with your mind, that is going to reach you. And in that way, we have fallen into the trap. We have fallen into the net. And another of his strategies is to use people who come with a false message for those who still believe in God, to raise people in their strategy. Satan's strategy: people who speak on behalf of God, in quotation marks, to give you a message, but it is simply a prediction. They are people who do not bear fruit, and inside they are empty. That is why, in the phrases of Jesus, see that no one deceives you. The first thing he said is, be careful with those who come saying, I am the Christ, I am the Messiah, because they will deceive you. Some will do miracles, others will heal the sick. But in the end, when God uses someone, it doesn't mean that God agrees with them. He can use a stone to speak to us. He used an animal, a donkey, to speak to a prophet. Now, God can use anyone, because the anointing will always speak of God, but the fruit will speak of the life of the person. God does not come looking for people with anointing. Now, do not misunderstand me. The anointing is necessary. We need it, but God is looking for fruit. And that fruit is how much the life of Jesus is operating, working in us and through us. Today, I just want to leave you with this concern for this time. The most we have to take care is that we are not deceived. And for that, we need a clear knowledge of the Word of God, to walk as he walked, to walk in his truth. And that truth will keep us in freedom. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your Word. Thank you because your Word is alive and effective and teaches us today. I just pray that this Word begin to disturb the heart, and that we can, Lord, learn to discern what we hear, what we see. Learn to filter what we will allow to be kept in the heart, that we are always attentive to your words, which are those that edify us, sustain us, keep us. I ask you in the name of Jesus, keep us from all deception. Thank you, Lord. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Blessings.